Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I was recently reading some reflections by a man named Kenneth Bailey, who for about 40 years lived in the Middle East, primarily Beirut and Jerusalem, where he taught classes on the New Testament. Over the years, he taught a number of students who had experience in shepherding. And through his discussions with them, and through firsthand visits to see shepherds going about their daily work there in the Middle East, he learned a number of things that helped him better appreciate what the Bible says about the Lord being our good shepherd, and about us being the sheep of his fold. One of the things that he found especially fascinating was the sheep's recognition of their shepherd's voice. He writes that in that part of the world, it's common for situations to come about where multiple flocks of sheep are mingled together briefly. For example, during the night, many shepherds keep their sheep in sheepfolds near town or even just inside a town. And then in the morning, when it's time to take the sheep back out to pasture, the flocks, for a time, get mixed together. And now it might seem to us that that would be a real problem, but it turns out that it's not, because each sheep knows its shepherd's voice and follows him. When the sheep are all together in a mixed group, a shepherd calls out his distinctive call, and all of his sheep, and only his sheep, leave the larger group and follow him. Now, at first thought, it could seem hard to believe that sheep could distinguish so well between the calls of different shepherds, some of which to us would sound very similar to each other. But a number of others have reported exactly the same thing, including shepherds themselves. A Christian writer named Philip Keller worked for 8 years as a shepherd in northern Africa. And he says the following about sheep and their recognition of their shepherd's voice. He says, "The relationship which rapidly develops between a shepherd and the sheep under his care is dependent upon the use of the shepherd's voice. Sheep quickly become accustomed to their owner's own particular voice. They are acquainted with its own unique tone. They know its particular sounds and inflections. They can distinguish it from that of any other person." He continues saying, "It used to amaze and intrigue visitors to the ranch to discover that my sheep were so indifferent to their voices. Occasionally, I would invite them to call my sheep using the same words and phrases which I habitually employed, but it was to no avail. The ewes and lambs, even the rams, would simply stand and stare at the newcomers in rather blank bewilderment, as if to say, 'Who are you?'" Well, that is the kind of relationship between a shepherd and his sheep that Jesus is describing in today's gospel reading when he says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Here, the sheep that Jesus is referring to originally were the people who heard Jesus teaching and preaching in his earthly ministry, took those words of Jesus to heart, and followed him. And those sheep now also include us. And everyone today who listens to what our Lord is saying in the words of Scripture takes those words of the Lord to heart and follows him in faith. A shepherd knows that the sheep need him, and that without him, and specifically without his voice to follow, the sheep would be lost. And so our good shepherd, Jesus Christ, would never leave us on our own. He would never leave us without his voice to follow. As he promised, he is with us always, even to the very end of the age. And he is not only with us, he is speaking to us as he calls us, guides us, shepherds us in the words of Holy Scripture. There in his word, we hear him revealing himself to us, showing us his mercy and his might, his holiness and his grace, so that we can better know this one that we are trusting in and following. And there we also hear him guiding us, warning us away from paths in this life that would be dangerous to our souls, and leading us in paths of righteousness. There we hear him calling us back when we wander. There we hear him rejoicing in each lost sheep that is brought back into the fold. There, in and through his word, he binds up our spiritual wounds and restores our souls. He gives us rest in the green pastures of his grace. He feeds our souls. Through his word, he cares for us as only an ideal shepherd can. He cares for us as only he can. Because he knows that we need all this, and because he knows that he alone can do all of this for us, and because this good shepherd loves his sheep, Jesus also works to protect us from anyone who would lead us away from him, anyone who would lead us sheep away from our good shepherd. In the 7th chapter of Matthew, Jesus warned his disciples about false teachers who would come, who, he said, would come to us in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. In other words, the false teachers that Jesus warned about would appear harmless, might even appear friendly and helpful, as unthreatening as a sheep. But by their words, they would lead people to deny or doubt the word of the Lord, the word of the shepherd. They would lead people to places where Jesus would not have them go. And by doing this, they would be leading people further and further from their good shepherd, from his voice, from his fold. Sheep who have been separated from their shepherd are in very real peril. And that's why Jesus describes these false teachers as wolves in sheep's clothing. They are a danger to the sheep whom Jesus loves. And so in love, he warns us to beware of the danger that they present, both to us and to our fellow sheep. We also hear that same message reaffirmed and emphasized by Paul in today's reading from Acts, where he meets with the ministers of the church in Ephesus and implores them in the following words. He says, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them. Therefore, be alert, remembering that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish everyone with tears." As Paul said, the sheep that we are speaking about are a flock that the Lord Jesus paid for with his own blood, as the good shepherd laid down his life for the sheep. And that's why Paul is so passionate about keeping these sheep safe. After all, when we see that Jesus so loved these sheep that he laid down his life for them, how could anyone who loves the Lord not want to see the Lord's sheep kept safe? Which ultimately means keeping those sheep close to their shepherd, trying to make sure nothing and no one comes between them and him, that nothing and no one keeps them from hearing and following their shepherd's voice. But how do we actually go about doing that? In a world that is filled with so many voices, asking us to trust them and follow them. How do we discern which ones are leading us closer to Christ and which are leading us in a different direction, away from our shepherd? Well, I've heard that when people are being trained to detect counterfeit currency, most of their training is focused not on studying counterfeits, but rather on studying genuine, authentic currency, so that when they see a counterfeit, the difference will stand out to them. And that same principle applies to detecting counterfeit teachings. Teachings that are being passed off as true, but are not the genuine article. The best thing to do is to be so familiar with what God does say in his word, that when you hear something that doesn't agree with that word, the difference will stand out to you. That means setting aside time to listen to what the Lord, our shepherd, is saying to us and taking all of those words to heart. The Lord is speaking to us in his word today and any time that we will listen to him. The more we do listen, the more distinctive his voice becomes to us. And the more familiar his voice becomes to us, the better we become at discerning his voice from other voices. For example, when you have been hearing the Lord say that God created mankind in his own image, that he lovingly knit you together in your mother's womb, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, when you hear the Lord saying that to you, and then you hear someone else saying that mankind arose by chance, or that an unborn child with her own beating heart somehow is not really a person at all, but just a clump of cells, then you will know not to listen to those other voices, because you will recognize that they are contradicting what the Lord your shepherd has told you, and you know that he has never misguided you. Similarly, when you hear the Lord in his word teaching that sex is a gift from God to be shared only between a man and a woman united in the bond of marriage, when you hear the Lord saying that again and again to you in his word, and then you hear other voices saying that that is an outdated belief that we need to leave behind, then you will recognize that what they are really saying to you is that you cannot trust what your shepherd has been telling you. And to offer one more example, if you hear someone say that something you have done is unforgivable, or that something someone else has done is unforgivable, then you will recognize right away that that could not be more wrong. You will know that if you've been listening to the voice of your shepherd, who assures you that if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, who assures us that the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sin, and that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. All of that is to say that the more we listen to our good shepherd's voice, the more we become like those sheep we heard about earlier, who know their shepherd's voice and follow him, but will not follow another. That's what Jesus is saying in our gospel reading. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." It's also the point that Jesus made a little bit earlier in the same chapter of John, when Jesus said, "The sheep follow their shepherd, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Philip Keller, the former shepherd who I mentioned earlier, said that one of the main reasons sheep follow the voice of their shepherd is that they have learned from experience that good things come from following him. He feeds them, he leads them to water, he cares for them when they're injured. When necessary, he leads them to shelter from a storm. Listening to the shepherd and following him is good for the sheep. And that is why the shepherd wants them to follow him. In much the same way, there is nothing in the world better for us than to regularly listen to our good shepherd's voice and to follow him by faith. In his gospel of forgiving grace, he makes us lie down in green pastures and leads us beside still waters. By the power of his life-giving and life-restoring word, he restores our soul. In his perfect wisdom and his perfectly trustworthy instruction, he leads us in paths of righteousness. And because of what he has done for us in his death and his resurrection, winning everlasting life for us, we know that even when we pass through the valley of the shadow of death, we need not fear any evil, for he is with us, his rod and his staff, they comfort us. As we heard in our gospel reading today, Jesus says of his sheep, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." We sheep are not promised an easy life in the Good Shepherd's flock. After all, there are still wolves and dark valleys in this world. But we do have the assurance that our Good Shepherd will be with us through it all, that he will be caring for us through it all, and that he will, in the end, bring us safely through it all. And that is why you can know that as his sheep, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. In the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.